Oh, hi, and welcome to Daddy Blog. It's like a mommy blog for dads. You know what I mean? Because I feel like every time I would always look up some information, it would always address me as though I was a mom, and man, I'm not. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm dad number one. Hi, I'm Nate. I'm father of Wesley, who's 2.5. And here's Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm dad number two, apparently. I am father of Eli, who is just over 2 years old. I had to think about that for a second.
Sure. No, it's tough because...
Ballpark, too. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to remember, how old is that ballpark? A little over 2 years old. That's when we had... Yeah, got it. 2 years old. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How did bedtime go? We're taping this fresh after bedtime for both of us. How did it go?
Yeah. Yeah, it went great. There's a cat sitting on my lap right now, just FYI, in case the tail drifts into the frame.
Sure.
Actually, this is a little distracting, so I'm gonna put him down over here.
Goodbye, kitty.
Yeah, that's my first child, Rico, who's not a human, but a cat, a non-human child. Bedtime has been getting more and more elaborate these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sleeps pretty well, but it's just like he's become very resistant to going to bed, and he's become very creative at thinking of ways to like delay the process. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's stories, and we sing songs. He gets a cup of milk, but then he's like, "Oh, I have to go say goodnight to mommy," or "Ooh, I need to go get something. I'll be back in a minute." Like he'll actually say, "I'll be back." I'll be right back. That's what he'll say. And then he'll like leave the room. I'm like, okay. Like this is a totally, totally new behavior. And,
I forgot my wallet in the car.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I left the stove on just a minute. Like his fake, like his toy stove. He has to go turn that off, you know?
Well, that's just like, good safety.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he's concerned about safety. He is actually very concerned about safety. So that's a good thing. But recently, he's like, I started doing voices for his stuffed animals. Like I started mm-hmm. talking to him with his stuffed animals. He's like really into that. So now he's like requesting songs to be sung by the various stuffed animals.
Oh, wow.
So he asked for Grover. He has a stuffed Grover, you know, from, mm-hmm. You know, the programs. Sesame Street. That's the one. Yeah. Grover.
Oh, I thought you meant Grover Cleveland.
I know everyone thinks that too. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're talking about Grover the monster.
Yeah, the more famous Grover. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. no, Grover is the lesser known blue monster from Sesame Street, popular children's character. Anyways, yeah. So he's like, he asked for the milk song. I was like, I don't know what that. I don't know what the milk song is. He's like, sing Grover milk song. So he gets really insistent and like very angry when I don't know what he's talking about. So I just made up a song on the spot and it seemed to work. But yeah. So right. it just takes a while.
Can I hear your Grover? Can I hear your Grover?
Hello, it's the lovable furry Grover. And then the milk song was like, yeah, thank you. I've been working on it a little bit. We got a couple Grover books too that I can use for, you know, to get ideas about the character.
I'll tell you, it wears out my voice.
Yeah. I've noticed that too. It's, you have to do it up high, like high, not in your throat, because if you do it in your throat, you make it gravelly.
That's a really good tip.
Because I do have lots of voices. I had a dog voice that I did like this, like, oh, I'm the dog, ruff, 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 oh, but like. You know, it makes your throat really scratchy, and
it's really rough on your throat.
It is very rough on the throat, and these are things that you need to consider as a father.
I'm Grover. Hi, I'm Grover. I'm a furry little lovable super Grover. I don't know. I'll work on it. I was trying to get it out of the throat.
Yeah, exactly. That is.
I'll do it off air, though. Maybe this is like. Bad. I'll practice by myself. I'll bring it back for next episode.
To practice.
Next episode, I'll bring it back
on the show.
Gotcha. I'll bring it back next episode, like ready to go.
Yeah,
don't want
to. I would like to see some improvement, and maybe you can like do a little skit or something like that.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm being too self-conscious about it. You know, with everyone looking at me,
the whole world is watching.
We don't have any blinds on the porch back here.
Oh wow! Okay,
I'm back in the porch because no audio travels. You know.
Ah, gotcha. I was going to ask about that. I noticed that there's a stroller behind you. So
Yeah, that's Wes's stroller. And that's
Wes's stroller.
A bear and a hat.
Nice.
And a
nice.
Couch.
Nice.
The couch is comfortable, and it was. We were supposed to be put it out here so that we could nap out here sometimes, but there's way too many spiders out here. Anyway, so yeah, bedtime. Okay, so how did it wrap up, though? How did you?
It wrapped up fine. Of course, he always, he usually calls me back in like once or twice, and I'm like, hey, go to sleep, shut up, it's bedtime, I love you, that sort of thing. But then I realized that I had accidentally put him to bed with a Mardi Gras necklace on, a beads. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's a really horrible.
That's gonna be tough to explain.
Yeah,
because it's not even close to Mardi Gras. It's not even close to.
It's funny. It's like when he was a little baby, like we were so concerned about strangulation hazards, like no blankets, no stuffed animals, like nothing in the crib. He's like basically just like completely naked, no pillows,
no ascots, no bolos,
Yeah. But now it's just kind of like, okay, whatever. You're fine.
Good luck. We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, the Mardi Gras necklace was maybe a poor choice.
Have been a poor choice, but they are fun. Yeah. Suck on.
So much fun. So yeah, how was your bedtime?
My bedtime was pretty good. It was, I don't know. It was still kind of going on maybe when I left. I'm in charge of the end of the extremely elaborate bedtime routine.
Mm-hmm.
The end of it is a song. At her request. Normally it's Dock of the Bay. Tonight it was also Dock of the Bay.
Dock of the Bay. Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. That's a good... Oh, I should use that. Nice.
That's a good one. Stand By Me was the original one. Occasionally, there was quite a period of time where it was Round Here by Counting Crows. It's a pretty long song.
No, like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or anything like that?
I'm not into that. I never offered that up. Viv sings like Itsy
Bitsy
Spider.
That was probably that's a good strategy. I mean, I like Itsy Bitsy Spider, but,
I just never got it. The imagery never worked for me. I know, I finally figured out what it's supposed to be about, but it's still, a mystery.
The rain and the spider, I know it's a little abstract, I know, but yeah.
Whatever. Washed him out doesn't make sense. That's not a phrase that ever made sense to me when I was a kid. And honestly, I'll be honest with you. Hey, Ryan, I don't like spiders. I think I've already referred to it.
Then why are you sitting in a room full of spiders?
I can't help it. I need them. So that's the end of the thing. I put her down, and I had to go back in a couple times. Daddy, come in, and now she can turn on the light. Oh, we recently switched her out of her crib into a bed.
Oh, wow.
Has been a big horrible change.
Oh my God. I was thinking tonight, I'm like, I'm so glad that Eli's still in a crib and he's not big enough to climb out of it.
Wes started about 6 months ago, Wes started vaulting out, but she kept forgetting that she could do it. she would hold onto the side and bounce and vault out, and sometimes she would just fall. So it was getting but she would forget she could do it unless she was enraged. She has crazy strength. The other day I went in, she was crying, Danny, come in. And I went down and I was open the door. And she's up on the dresser with her hands on the shelf above, just standing there and she doesn't usually do that. It's just she gets super strength when she's freaking out.
Yeah, she just said really, she gets charged
up. She's got me by the nuts, man. She wins. I'll bluff sometimes, but what am I gonna do? I can't ever climb up there. But I acted cool about it. I was like, yeah, I'll get, and then I climbed up there too.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, so no big deal, come down.
We spent 6.5 hours up there. I actually ended up coming down first anyway, but
yeah, it's what you gotta do, man.
So bedtime was good, I guess. I don't know, I like bedtime. When I'm singing, often she'll grab my face. I hold her, and then she grabs my face and rubs her face against my face. Which is distracting, but I feel like my performance... I feel like if I had to go perform Dock of the Bay in front of a lot of people, and there was a heckler or something, I'd be prepared. I'd be it doesn't get worse. You know what I mean? She's just,
yeah, you just bring someone up from the audience and have them rub your face.
Mm-hmm.
Have,
if you know, I get nervous, just, can you mind coming up? This is, I'm feeling awkward. Can you come up here and rub your face on my face? That is what it is, basically. And sometimes she'll grab my throat and it'll be like, hey, I'll be here.
Pinch your nose, do that sort of thing.
Yeah, she hasn't figured that out yet. Yeah, she pokes my eye.
Oh, okay. That's good. Don't let her know that that's a thing.
Yeah, about poking eyes. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't poke her eyes.
Okay. That's
because of that. Just because of that. Yeah, I don't want her to know. I don't want her to know about. So Ryan, more generally or now. Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
We talked about our kids briefly, but I feel like two things. First of all, part of this, the idea of this is because we're at different times, I find it very hard to remember any other phase
of
Wes's
life.
As soon as it shifts to a new, it's like a rolling, like 15-day window maybe, that just like rolls along and whatever before that I don't remember.
Exactly.
So I feel like since your kid is like just slightly younger than mine, I feel like I'll be able, like a half a year or so younger than mine, it'll be interesting to get some insight. And then also, I've got a new kid coming in about a month. And so as we revisit the baby times, it might remind you of some things and it might jog your
mind. And our collective memories combined will like...
We're going to time travel this month, okay? We're going to be flying through frickin' time, period.
Wow. Okay? Wow.
Time periods.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Bring it. Wow, a month though. How you feeling? How's Viv doing?
Viv's doing pretty good. We're all a little stressed out, honestly. We're in the middle of potty training. We kind of bailed a little on potty training at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we tried it, and it didn't go great, and we maybe weren't in the right mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
I like what people say.
You know, like there is a right mind frame for
it? A brain frame. We weren't in the right brain frame to do it, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know. So she was doing great at daycare and just like letting it loose around here. And I was like, I just don't have enough time.
Oh, my God. Like, no.
Very frustrating.
We've been discussing that, but haven't attempted yet.
So. I'd just take a minute. Like, I'm really good at changing diapers.
Yeah. I've gotten pretty good, too. So it's one of those things where you just, you know, it's like parallel parking, you know? It's, like, really daunting at first, but you do it, like, multiple times a day for, you know, for a year. You get pretty good at it after a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to have to parallel park for a living, so... Were
you a valet?
No, I was the father to a Chevy Chevette.
Gotcha.
And I had to move it every day. That's how. I didn't work for him, but it was my first child from a different relationship.
It's a different relationship. I gotcha.
Yeah, it was with a Chevy Cavalier, or with an old Chevelle. I don't know. I don't know cars very well. So pretend
that's fine.
I said
I don't know
something
you.
That
you,
makes sense.
You could just have made something, you know, some gibberish up, and I would have been like, "Oh yeah.
Chevy Cavalier.
Yeah,
Cavalier. It was like a '68 Cavalier.
Oh yeah, great car.
Oh man, purred like a kitten. I guess we're cat guys. Okay, so, but more generally, Ryan, what's up with your kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's great. He's hilarious. Like, it's you know, I mean, he's two, so it's just, like, extremes, like, all the time. Like, he'll just, like, bounce back and forth from just being, like, totally hilarious to, like, freaking out the next second, you know? Mm-hmm. He's just, like, very particular about everything. But he's like coming up with new stuff all the time. He's singing, he likes dancing. Mm-hmm. When we were preparing for bedtime earlier, tonight, he smacked me on the shoulder, like really hard. He's like, boom, boom. And then he said, put a band-aid. So he had this like pretend band-aid that he put on me. And it's like, oh,
isn't that's,
That's nice. I mean, you assaulted me first, but then
like
you
put Baby Munchausen is what that sounds like. Like what, Baby Munchausen, but Baby Munchausen by proxy, isn't that what that
baby
is?
Baby Munchausen by proxy. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a condition Eli would have. Yeah, mm-hmm. But he's still like in this phase where he like really aggressively screams at strangers, which we're trying to like sort of deal with. Because if he recognizes you, like you're in, it's great. You guys will have a lot of fun. But he kind of like does this thing where like, you know, we'll be walking down the street and some nice old lady will come up and she'll be like, "Oh, what pretty eyes you have!" And then he'll just be like, "No!" He'll like, you know, he'll do like his power stance and he'll like thrust his hand out and he'll just like scream no at the top of his lungs and then.
Do you think is it possible that old lady was like a killer?
It might be possible. Maybe he just has a sixth sense that that I'm unaware of. He can detect. If that's the case, then we have a lot of serial killers among us, apparently, because he does that to pretty much everybody.
Do you think it's a stranger danger thing or a COVID distance thing?
That's like what it is. It's like you're not 6 feet away from me, and your mask is not properly over your nose. Like he's just way on top of COVID safety protocol, which is great. You know? He's like way ahead.
I wish if only we were all like that.
if only we're not dealing with the pandemic era. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's probably better than overly friendly with strangers.
I guess so. I don't know. Somewhere in the middle, I think is ideal.
Maybe you don't leave your kid alone in public places as much as I do.
Okay.
You know how they say it takes a village. Well, there's this village, Avoca. This village about 30 miles outside of Madison. It's pretty small, but I feel like there's a good community feel. There's like a couple of gas stations and some bars.
Yeah.
A really good breakfast vibes. Place. If you know, it's a good value. Cool. Anyway. That doesn't matter. I let her out in Avoca, and then I go hang out, take, you know, run errands or whatever, other places. And so...
Let her wander the
So I guess, well, yeah, so I'm saying I can't have her comfortable going with strangers. So I'm happy that, like, I think she could learn a lesson from Eli.
Okay. Well, you know what? Wes and Eli should hang out more, basically.
Cool with that. He sounds pretty aggressive. If you could just, like record video, have him videotape a lesson.
Okay.
For her to teach her, like maybe like an affirmation she can say to herself in the morning.
Okay,
like,
there you go.
To practice.
Go. Yeah, get away from me. You're too close. Mm-hmm. Go away. That would be sort of the affirmation.
That's the affirmation, basically.
Yeah. I think what it is. I'm pretty shy myself. I'm pretty introverted. My wife is pretty extroverted. She's a talker. She's a people person. She's very, you know, outgoing. So I feel like he's got her like outgoing nature and my like fear of humans, you know, whereas I would sort of like internalize my discomfort. He externalizes it. So he lets everyone know. Exactly what he's feeling in any given moment. So he's very expressive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you like ever kind of relieved? Like, oh, good. We don't have to talk to this little lady. That'll
freak you know her what? Out. Yeah, sometimes it's like, yeah, you know what? This feels like this would be an awkward social situation. I don't really think I have anything to say to this random person. So then it's great if you can just be like, hey, I would love to stay and chat about the weather, but my kid, you know, he's a little, we better go, you know.
I pinch Wes to make her act out. I pinch her, yeah. Not really everybody. Just joking around. So, what else? Anything else? Hide and seek? I'm setting you up for a story here. This is I have had blue cards and I was the talk show host. I would be looking at these. So, my producer said you, we're teaching Eli how to play hide and seek.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh yeah, great segue. By the way,
thank you so much.
Yeah, super.
I should have hidden. Oh man, that would have been way better if I just would have ducked down. You've been like, "Where'd you go?" I'm like, "I'm hiding."
It's not too late. We can try it.
Okay, you know? Here, let's do it.
Yeah, let's. Should we do it? You know what? Like that. I think that. Oh, okay, Nate. Where'd you go? Where's Nate? Where is he? Is he behind the
couch? Oh,
there you are. There he is.
Does that make you think of anything?
Yeah. So yeah. Hide and seek. I feel like I screwed up the game for him, basically, because we just started playing it a few months ago, and I mean, 2-year-olds are terrible at hide and seek. Like that's you know, that's not a secret. I mean, it's I think that's a well known fact at this point. They're not very good at hiding. Like, you know, I'll hide behind the couch and he'll see me there, and then he'll go to the same exact spot, like, you know, 5 times in a row, and he'll loudly announce where he's going to hide and sort of that sort of thing. But that was to be expected. But I feel like I screwed up because I kind of took hide and seek as sort of an opportunity for me to, like,
talk about death. You
know, so what?
To talk about death.
To talk about death.
Grandma's in the closet.
It's kind
like
of
like I was in the closet.
Forever.
Keep counting.
Keep counting. Count forever. Don't stop counting.
To infinity, honey. Good boy. Anyway.
Yeah, no, you know, since I already knew where he was hiding, I wanted to kind of like prolong the game a little bit. So like I would, you know, I'd go in the other room and count, but I would check my phone, you know, and I'd be like, okay, I'm looking in the kitchen, and I would like put some dishes away. And then I would just say, you know, walk slowly down the hall, like, oh, I'm looking in the bedroom. He's not there. I wouldn't actually look in those rooms. I would just sort of loudly announce it, you know, and then just take my time. And then eventually like, oh, there he is behind the couch. You know, who would have known that he's behind the couch and, you know, that sort of thing. But now he thinks that's how you're actually supposed to play the game. Like he actually like thinks that like the way the game is played is you just pretend you don't know where the person is. So now he does that too. Like he'll just walk around and he'll like loudly announce like, I'm looking in the bedroom, not in the bedroom, look in the bathroom, not in the bathroom. So he's like doing the same exact thing that I'm doing. Like he knows where I am. He just pretends he doesn't know where I am. Mm-hmm. And then he lies about looking for me when he's not actually looking for me. So it's going to be tough to actually tell him the truth, make that transition of like how the game is actually supposed
to
be.
Well, we've all got to have that talk with our children at some point.
I remember
when my dad sat me down and had the talk
about hide and seek.
It was sad, but yeah. We had to learn. Wes, the only hiding and seeking that Wes and I do is, I don't do it very often because she gets obsessed. She basically like will hide somewhere. She doesn't know the rules. She doesn't count or whatever. She doesn't know how the game, the mechanics of the game. But she'll go hide, and then I'll hide, and then she'll come out. I'll jump out, and she'll run away, and I'll chase her. And then she demands that I hide in the same place for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And if I don't, then she just freaks out. And so I've got my orders, and I play. It's like we're just running the same script over and over again. We're rehearsing for a performance, Ryan, that never comes.
It is a performance. I feel like we kind of have the same understanding of the game. At least Wes and Eli have the same similar understanding of the game.
Yeah. So, but I have no autonomy anymore. I don't know if I ever.
Oh,
did.
Yeah.
I maybe only had an illusion
out the window.
Time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just kind of. He's, you know, he's calling the shots. I'm just kind of going along with it as best I can, you know.
Yeah. So what's going on with my kid?
What's going on with your kid?
Or what's up with your kid? Now you have to ask me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So you know, whatever, hide and seek. So what's up with your kid? I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, right. Yeah, no, me too. I was receiving it casually.
Okay.
I was just distracted, you know, just thinking about something else in my man cave. Probably just like watching a huge TV in my man cave here. That's what.
Yeah, you have a huge TV up in that corner.
Yeah, right where you can't see. It's an enormous.
Nice.
Hold on a second. Sorry, I was watching Jeopardy.
Okay.
There was a funny answer.
It was a funny answer. That show's hilarious.
Sometimes. What's up with my kid? Yeah, I don't know. We're all sorts of battles. I think she's just gotten old enough to realize all of the things that she can't have. She has, like, an ability to view things abstractly that she was not able to before. So, like, for instance, we got in talking about going to her granny and papa's house, and it's like she wanted it now.
Uh-huh.
And could see that that was a thing that we technically could do.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't let it, couldn't like, but couldn't quite imagine 2 days from now. Because that's when we're going to go do it.
No concept of the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then also every other thing in the world. She wants, like, very specific things.
Mm.
And wants to tell you about it. Push some boundaries.
Yeah. Like what kind of stuff up right now.
She wants to be up. She doesn't want to be in bed ever, asleep mm-hmm. ever.
Mm-hmm.
That said, today, nap time, we're having some nap struggles. She can't stay down, so I let her fall asleep on my stomach and then transferred her, and then she slept like 2.5 hours. So it's like she's tired and needs it, but doesn't want it, and I don't know what to do to tuck her in.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? Like, how could you be, like, so resistant to a nap and then just, like, you're up for, 20s? Like, 2.5 hours?
Like, I feel like I was like that in a lot of my 20s. Mm. I feel like I was very tired through most of it because I was sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night and drinking a lot.
Mm.
And so I was like, and not, or at least not sleeping a lot, you know, like.
Right, right.
So, like, I think it's a similar thing. I think it's like, maybe it's a fear of missing out, baby FOMO.
I mean, baby FOMO. I still have baby FOMO. Yeah.
We do a lot of, like, Viv and I do a lot of super fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After she goes to bed, we have parties and, like, do dances, and we watch Baby Shark. We listen to the songs on that shark, that song over and over again.
Finally, we could watch.
We watch PG Disney movies.
Oh, wow.
Uh huh. We watch Toy Story.
Yeah.
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2, That one was a little dark, I think. Or the third one.
I don't remember which is which, but I know that Wes's favorite is Cowboy 2. She calls it Cowboy 2.
Yeah. Toy Story 2 is Cowboy 2?
Yet she identifies with Buzz Lightyear the most. A lot of times I just don't really care about most stuff. And so, like, when I've accidentally said you can't do something, and then she wants to do it, and then I'm like, I really don't care, but I just said you're not allowed to do it.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. So you don't want to like appear weak.
Myself up. Yeah. Exactly. I can't. I'm trying to be. That's what I was going to ask that about Eli. Do you think Eli's maybe doing a little alpha, like a little dominance thing?
I think they're always trying to, like, you know, assert control over the situation, and
Grabs the wheel. When we're driving, she always tries to grab the wheel.
But you know what? Those are the perfect situations for a talking stuffed animal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why get in a power struggle when, like, oh, I'm a froggy. Oh, look at me. I can bounce around, you know? Like, that sort of thing. That's pretty,
I usually lecture a lot.
You lecture?
Yeah, I have a corduroy jacket hung up in her closet.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
That has, like, patches on them.
Uh-huh.
And then I lecture for a while. Then occasionally, if that doesn't work, I'll turn the chair around backwards, turn my hat around backwards, turn the jacket around backwards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pop a piece of gum in. Yeah. So I'm chewing gum, blowing bubbles. And I'm like, hey, I'm cool like you. I'm the baby just like you. I'm
super, super relatable. Yeah.
Because she doesn't know how to put a jacket on either. And so if she saw me wearing that jacket like that, she'd be like, yeah, man, I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't know about
this guy. This guy gets me.
That's the thing. You have to communicate at their level. You know. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You have to. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it real for them.
Keep it real. Yeah.
Okay. I thought as our final thing for tonight, I thought we could maybe take a quiz. We're gonna take an internet quiz. Okay. I just super vaguely looked it up.
Perfect.
It's an internet quiz on, have you ever heard of BuzzFeed.com?
BuzzFeed.com. Rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not super familiar. I know they have quizzes.
Do Do not type in buttfeed.com. Accidentally, don't do that.
Okay. Oh, you know what? That's what I was thinking of. No, never mind.
And that's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll probably cut that out.
Okay, okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to... Okay, here...
Are you just going to ask me, or do I need to go to this website as well?
Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I need a drink of water.
We've got a problem.
Some water somewhere. Oh, here you go.
We had an internet problem for a minute there. I did. Might still.
Internet.
We're like,
I'm going to have to stop having problems with that.
Okay. I think I'm just going to ask you the questions. Maybe, like, let's work on the questions together.
Okay.
But we'll start back up again.
You do like combine answers.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So this is a quiz. It's take this quiz to find out what kind of dad you are. Are you daddy AF is what it says.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, not me either.
So where do you love to be? Maybe we'll just take this for you. Why don't we just take this for you, and then maybe we can go back and I'll take it too. Okay, Ryan.
Okay, and then you could just tell me if my answers are terrible, you know, as I give them.
So. Sure, and I'll also tell you if you are daddy AF.
Eventually. Daddy AF, yeah.
Okay, where do you love to be the most? A big city, in nature, relaxing at home, or at a party?
I mean, I'm in a big city right now and relaxing at home. What was the other one? Nature? Nature?
In nature city, or at home? A party?
Yeah, nature party.
Nature party? Okay. So in nature or at a party?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, it has to be one of those? You can't combine them into like
a thing? No, I don't think this is check all applicable.
I'm not sure what this has to do with being a dad, to be honest.
I don't know either.
I feel like each one has its place, you know, man. I'm going to say big city.
Big city, okay.
Yeah, I have to justify my life choices. Okay.
What field is your dream job in? Whatever pays the most, art or music, sports, science or academics? Sports, obviously, right?
Definitely sports. I'm a huge, huge sports guy. I'm very sporty.
Uh-huh. No, but really, yeah. Really.
No, that's the arts one, video.
Figured. Okay, when is the best time to have kids? Early 30s, late 30s, early 20s, late 20s.
Well, I've only ever had kids in my late 30s, so that is
how's
all
it going?
I did. So far so good.
All right, let's hit that then.
Yeah, but I do talk about that a lot. I don't know. Because my parents, you know, they were like, you know, late 20s. So different experience. But yeah.
I feel as though, here's how I frame it in my head when I'm feeling regretful or scared about the fact that I'm going to be 94 when Wes graduates high school. Because she's super dumb. She's going to take a really long time. No, what I think about, like, when I'm sad about that, I think, like, I had my retirement.
Yeah, you had it already, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, when do you want to have fun in your life? When you're, you know, when you're in your 20s or early 30s, or, you know, when you're in your 60s?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, leave them wanting more. That's what I say. I don't want to overstay my welcome. Like, Wes will be, like, just young enough to still be traumatized when I die.
Perfect.
How many kids do you want? This is a pretty big question.
None? Is that an option?
That's awesome. I'm That'd be great if it was.
Yeah, no, one and done.
One and done?
One and done, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Good to know. I actually had two in the pool. A bunch of us got together. Never mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What stereotypical dad look would you rock? Early graying, New Balance, huge mustache, khakis all day.
Khakis, oh man. I mean, I don't. What dad look? I mean, I always like myself in a mustache, so Let's do that. Let's go. I mean, I'm obviously, you know, clean shaven now.
It does say, would you rock, not do you rock?
That's true. I would rock. I think
that's
a mustache.
That's a good one to pick for you.
Not a khaki guy, but okay, mustache.
What's the best trait a father could have? A sense of fun, honesty, a sense of pun, understanding.
Did you say a sense of pun?
Yeah.
Was it honesty, understanding, fun, pun?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, those are all pretty important, right?
Yep.
I guess, like, it's either fun or understanding.
I think probably understanding. Really,
I lie to my kid all the time. Like,
right, he doesn't know. For sure.
Fun is important. I think I'm going to go with understanding, even though
fun is important. I feel like I've definitely known some dads that are fun, but really big assholes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And like, when it comes not down that to helpful. Like, shaped their kids, but not necessarily in a great way.
Yeah.
Finally, this is the last question, according to this phrase. Finally, what is your dad most like? A total geek, super cool, can beat up your dad. We're not that close.
I mean, I don't know your dad, so I don't know if my dad can beat up your dad.
Oh, I see. You know my dad. Yeah. You've met him, right?
Have I? Yeah, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Have you met my dad? I don't think you
have. I have met your dad. Mm-hmm.
He works at a shoe store. So he still works at a shoe store. He'll probably work at a shoe store until the day he dies.
Is that super cool then?
I think so, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, dude. Here's your results. You ready? Excited?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
You're the chill dad. Like Zach's father, your charm and humor make you loved by everyone, even if you're a bit sarcastic at times. You always follow your passions, whether it be work, play, or ideally a magical combination of both.
Hmm.
You're kind of a dink, but that's fine. Nate's still cool with you. You're kind of a dink, but that's fine. Nate's still cool with you. Nate's a little cooler. Okay. Nate's cooler than you, though, but he's cool with you being less cool than him. The end. Amen.
Did you just make this quiz up yourself? Is this actually, or is this actually from the internet?
I think I feel like I should take it now. Really fast. I'm going to take it really fast. This is going to be like a speed round. Do it. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I love to be the most? I'm going to say relaxing at home. Because let's face it, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Cities freak me out. So does nature. Both because of the raccoons.
Yeah, there's a lot
parties of too. Because of the raccoons.
Because of the raccoons, yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
What field is your dream job in? Whatever pays the most, art, music, sports, science, or economics, art, or music. I mean, hello. Check out what I'm doing here for $100,000 an episode.
Living the dream. Woo!
When is the best time to have kids? Never, is that on there? I'm going to cut your joke out from before on that other one and just use that one, okay?
Perfect, yeah.
I was mad that I didn't say your joke.
I got to get some of the jokes, man. Come on.
Okay, fine. Late. I'm going to say, whatever. I'd probably say early 30s. I didn't get around to it, but that's what I'd probably say. I feel pretty tired. I feel pretty old.
Yeah, that's true. There is that whole energy thing. Like, I'm just exhausted every day. So
probably would happen any time. Also, I was also exhausted before, too.
Yeah, that's true.
How many kids do you want? Well, I'm about to have two. Is one an option? I don't know. I'm still trying to ride that. I'm sorry. I'm going to say two. Two is the answer. What stereotypical? I haven't met the second one yet, so I'm not sure if that one is the one, the second one I'm talking about that I want. But what stereotypical dad look would you rock? I don't know. I don't wear a New Balance. I wear Saucony.
Is that what it is? The shoes?
I think that's what they're talking about. The sporty dad.
Is that a thing still? Okay.
You know that sporty dad look, the 574 or the you know, the Saucony Jazz. That's the kind of dad I am at the moment. I've definitely noticed. Bearded. I'm a bearded man with Sauconys. That's definitely a type we have.
Okay.
In Madison, particularly. So I guess I'm going to say New Balance. I think I'm rocking the early graying, but it's not early.
Okay. Just the normal time.
Like the normal time. I'm just early relative
just to like
baby's life, I guess. What's the most best trait a father could have? I'm going to go understanding like you did. Finally, what is your dad most like? Mm-hmm. Total geek, super cool, can beat up your dad. We're not that close. A total geek. He's a dork, really, but that's not an option. Oh, this is crazy. I'm the chill dad. Like Zach's father. Who's Zach? Do you know who Zach is?
I mean, I was assuming Saved by the Bell, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the father in that. Hmm. For some reason, that's just where my mind went. But I don't know if his father was actually a character in that show. So.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure either. Maybe he doesn't have parents.
Oh my gosh. Twist.
Maybe this all it's all in Screech's dream.
Oh yeah, I like that. New fan theory.
Yeah, I'm going to go get typing. And write some of this down. This is my new fan fiction, like the outline, just the outline of our.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you need.
I'm gonna go to bed, think about it.
Friday night.
Then I'm gonna get back up, stop thinking about it, probably forget about it entirely, never talking about it again.
Yeah, okay? And then just repeat the process
every day. Over and over again. All part of the process. Nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? See, nothing you can do about it. There's nothing we can do about this. Nothing we can do about this.
Two chill dads right here, man.
Hey, chill dads, bro.
Chill dads.